Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're going off the leash.
Why is there a dog in the office?
It's a long story, sir.
And turning beauty into a beast.
I like your fin.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, July 21st. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Christine Baranski will keep fighting the good fight well into another season. Paramount Plus has announced that the acclaimed Emmy-nominated legal drama has been renewed for season 6. And just like that, another cast member has potentially joined the Sex and the City reboot. Bridget Moynihan, who played Natasha, the second wife of Mr. Big in the original HBO series, was spotted by photographers and bystanders this week on the set of HBO Max's And Just Like That. You can see those photos on EW.com. While it's not immediately clear what Moynihan's character arc will be on the reboot, we can't help but wonder what it means for Carrie and Big's marriage if an ex is back on the scene. And spoiler alert on this last story here. One of the biggest burning questions coming out of Marvel's Black Widow isn't what happened in Budapest or what Natasha Romanoff's red in her ledger is. It's whether Florence Pugh's Yelena Belova, Natasha's sister in her fake spy family as well as in the Red Room, was snapped away by Thanos during Avengers Infinity War. According to Marvel head honcho Kevin Feige, fans will get that answer eventually. During a Twitter watch party of Black Widow, Feige dropped some fun behind-the-scenes reveals and also answered some burning questions. When responding to one fan's question of whether Yelena was dusted, Feige responded in his classic sly way, saying, quote, "You will find out, but not on this Twitter thread." For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Now, we are burning up to reveal today's number three pick, Olympic Dreams featuring the Jonas Brothers. The Joe Bros are taking sibling rivalry to an Olympic level in this NBC special, facing off against each other in such events as BMX cycling, hurdles, and gymnastics. Kevin, Joe, and Nick will try to hold on as Olympic athletes, including Sonya Richards-Ross, Lori Hernandez, and Elise Willoughby, train them to succeed in their Olympic dreams. Hopefully, no one will have to send out an SOS. All right, I'm done. Here's a preview.
I'm going to destroy you both.
Never, ever.
I started this day feeling like I was a gazelle, and now I'm feeling like just a sack of potatoes.
We've been training with some of the most brilliant Olympic athletes to ever walk the face of the planet. To be around these Olympic athletes is very humbling, and I don't know why they haven't asked us to join the Olympic team yet.
My phone's in the trailer, so I'm sure that I have some voicemails.
Yeah, me too.
I think the competitive nature between the three of us is very high. No matter what it is that we're doing, we're always out to win.
All right, how are you guys feeling?
Awful.
Huh, well, that doesn't exactly bode well. Tune in to NBC tonight at 8 to see if this is pure misery for the Jonases or if happiness begins on Olympic Dreams. Okay, now I'm really done. It's trivia time. Let's test your Joe Bros knowledge. Joe Jonas once said that his dream duet would be with what musical icon? Tony Bennett, Barbra Streisand, or Bette Midler? Stick around for the answer.
Number two.
Now, time for our doggone number two pick, Turner and Hooch. The new Disney Plus series is a sequel to the hit 1989 Tom Hanks comedy with Josh Peck starring as Scott Turner, the son of Hanks' character from that original movie. Scott is an ambitious, buttoned-up U.S. Marshal who's forced to team up with his dad's old dog. Well, actually a different dog from the movie, but still a slobbery French Mastiff named Hooch. The unruly dog destroys his apartment and seems dead set on also destroying his career. But Scott soon finds Hooch may be the partner he needs and the key to saving the day. Here's a clip from the premiere.
Mom, you can't just send me a dog.
I didn't just send him. I called.
And I was literally just about to call you back, but I can't take care of him, okay? I don't even spend enough time with my Roomba, all right? I'm literally working all the time.
Your father worked all the time, and he took great care of his dogs.
Not the same. He was a local cop.
Well, he wanted you to have
Hooch. He rescued him from the shelter. He said it was almost like the original Hooch came back.
Which is all very magical, Mom, but I can't take care of him.
I just got put on street duty. I'm working
all the time, and I'm just still trying to prove myself here, Mom.
Come on. You're gonna love him.
You know
I love dogs. I love your dogs. I love all dogs, but there's a reason I never got a... I'll call you back.
Sounds like life is gonna be a little rough for Scott. Sadly, Tom Hanks is not part of this show's cast, though Peck told EW he'd, quote, milk every resource to get him to cameo. But the cast also includes Straight Outta Compton's Kara Patterson as Scott's partner Jessica, Lindsay Fonseca as his animal-loving sister Laura, and Becca Tobin as his ex-girlfriend Brooke, plus five dogs sharing the role of Hooch. Wonder how much that budget went to kibble. You can stream the first episode of Turner and Hooch on Disney Plus right now. And speaking of Becca Tobin, the former Glee star recently took a moment to speak to EW and answer the age-old question, what you watching?
So what I'm watching right now is The Nanny on HBO Max. I was really excited to see that it's there because it's so nostalgic for me. I grew up watching this show, and I knew that I loved it because it was the very first show that I memorized every line to the opening theme song. I just watched Fran Drescher, and still do, and idolize her. She's one of the funniest women in entertainment, and she's one of the ones who inspired me to go into entertainment. She's beautiful. She's self-deprecating. The show itself has amazing fashion. It's still so fun to watch. The banter is still so quick. The jokes are witty. The relationships with all the characters are so fun. I love Fran and Niles' relationship and Fran and Cece's subtle digs at each other because they both love Mr. Sheffield. It's just such a good time. So fun, so nostalgic, and just so comforting to watch.
The Nanny, by the way, is actually new to streaming this year. Before it debuted on HBO Max in April, the series was only available in syndication and on home video. In case you're unaware, the beloved 90s sitcom stars Fran Drescher as the titular nanny for a wealthy Manhattan family. Actually, you know what? Just Google that theme song. It's gonna tell you everything you need to know. Stay tuned. Our number one pick is coming up. What to Watch will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. And now, time to unmask our number one pick, Sexy Beasts. Netflix's latest dating show is like Love is Blind meets The Masked Singer meets Your Worst Nightmares, as singles are transformed through elaborate and somewhat disturbing prosthetics before going on dates with other, sexy beasts. From there, they'll choose one person to continue dating, and only then will the contestants get to see each other's actual human faces. This show truly must be seen to be believed, but we'll play you a bit of the trailer anyway.
Welcome to the strangest blind date ever.
Hey, how you doing?
Damn. How are you doing?
Could you fall in love with someone based on personality alone?
What is your ideal woman?
Personality for me is everything.
First, personality second.
You're the best looking devil I've ever seen.
This is really weird right now.
Would you count this as a weird experience for you?
Cheers.
So I like your fin.
Netflix touts Sexy Beast as the dating show that takes looks completely out of the equation to give people a chance to find love purely based on personality. Except, spoiler alert, everyone on this show appears to be hot. Listen, we fully endorse guilty pleasures here at What to Watch. You can stream Sexy Beasts on Netflix now. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Joe Jonas once said that his dream duet would be with what musical icon? Tony Bennett, Barbra Streisand, or Bette Midler? Don't worry, we won't rain on your parade if you didn't get this. The answer is Barbra Streisand. In 2016, Jonas told Us Weekly, quote, "If I could duet with anyone, it would be Barbra Streisand. We'd sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game for the New York Yankees in the seventh inning." Miss Streisand, if you're listening, please have your people call his people. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmull and Carly Usden.